Okay, let's talk about street smarts versus academic theory and philosophy.
Well, the No BS Management book is no different than the other No BS books in the sense that the world is just chock full of college professors and CPAs and former college professors and ex-Fortune 500 middle management guys who are running around telling people how they ought to manage their businesses and the people in their businesses, never having actually managed a business or managed any people in a business, at least profitably. And so I probably own, 300, 400 management books spanning some 30 years. And when I went to do this one, I went out and bought all the new ones. And with rare exception, they're truly horrendous because they are all theory. And a lot of the theory sounds marvelous. I remember when I took over a company with 46 employees and some serious morale problems as well as financial problems. At the time, one of the pet theories of the management gurus of the age was the open door policy. And if you read Harvard Business Review and you read Fortune and you read the books of the moment, you found everybody talking about the open door policy and how you let people come in when they need to come in, and then they feel more part of things. And there's a whole litany of reasons why this is good that actually sound great in theory. And not knowing any better, I called everybody together and made a big show out of taking the door off my office and having it nailed to the wall as a symbolic gesture and encouraging everybody to come see me whenever they needed to see me. We're all on the same team, yada, yada, yada. Well, it's fine if you want to get anything done. You got 46 employees. It's more fun to come ask you questions than it is to do anything. So figure 5 minutes a day times 46, you do the math. Before long, the only way I'm getting anything done is getting there at 5 o'clock in the morning to get everything I need done before the inmates arrive. I mean, it sounds great in theory, but you're never going to hear it from anybody who's actually ever run a company profitably. They may have tried it, but you're not going to hear anybody teach it. But you'll see a lot of academic nimrods teach it because they've never had to live with it. So you got to be really, really careful with management material, the same as you would with advertising, marketing, and sales material, of is it experience-based or is it academic and social experiment theory? And the theoretical stuff often sounds a lot better than the reality, but it doesn't work.
Do you have a litmus test that you use when you spend money on any kind of business advice?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, the first thing ought to be does the person have any real street experience? I mean, have they actually done what it is that they are about to opine on? And then there's an issue of recency, so if the last time they did it was, 1948, while fundamentals never change, still, the distance from their actual experience to now, having reformulated and rewritten history and created new theories in their head, is a problem. And then is their experience relevant? So no, they don't necessarily have to be in your niche. So if you own a restaurant, you don't necessarily need a restaurant expert. But you can't have somebody who the only thing, for example, in management they've ever done is manage architects. Because that's way too far afield.